You're listening to a Zone Radio podcast, zoneradio.co.za.
Hi kids, welcome to Story Zone with Jen. That's me. Zone Radio's Story Zone is proudly brought to you by Jenny Stone as we read through her award-winning book series, Sibo Says. Join me and dive into the world of a young South African girl called Sibo. Sibo on the Move by Jenny Stone. Published by Let's Look Publishing and narrated by Jenna Fish. Chapter 3. Sibo has a fabulous day. The day had finally come and they were off to the zoo. Sibo was hoping to spot a giraffe and a kangaroo, but she was much more excited to ride on the Gautrain. Her anticipation was driving everybody insane. The children all arrived very early that day and would go on the school bus to the Gautrain Railway. Miss Ball reminded them about all the regulations. She wanted only best behavior when they got to the station. They'd held their bake sale nearly a week ago and had raised enough money for the whole class to go. Miss Ball brought them each a Gautrain gold card. Without a ticket like this one, no one was allowed. They filed into the station in a neat crocodile. The teacher issued cards and said with a smile, "We will scan them one by one at the far gate. Move smartly now. We leave at 8:30. They all scanned their cards in an orderly way, a very simple task, and there was no delay. Then on down to the escalator, taking great care, no messing around. No one would dare. Sibo looked round the platform in sheer delight. There was not a scrap of litter anywhere in sight. The guards made sure that everyone stayed back. No one is allowed within a meter of the track. Then came an announcement.
"Train approaching now."
"Remember," said Miss Ball, "what to do and how. Allow arriving passengers to leave the train first. All stand back to one side, just like we rehearsed." The children all were good as gold and waited patiently as they'd been told. Some people rudely pushed their way inside. Sibo stared daggers, quite horrified. When everyone was out, the kids went inside. It was nice and easy as the doors opened wide. They all made sure they chose the right seats too, taking preferred places, for the elderly just wouldn't do. Sibo nudged Lizzie.
"That guy's chewing gum. Can you see? And look, another no-no. He is wearing a hoodie."
"At least the bark is in a travel bag," said Wayne. "You're not allowed to wheel barks onto the train."
Another person's suitcase was taking up a lot of space. This meant a lady had to stand when she could have had a place.
A guard came along and said, "Please move your stuff."
The lady sat down. There were now seats enough. Sibo watched as the world whooshed by.
"This is amazing," she said with a sigh. "In a few minutes, we have traveled so far, with no traffic jams like you'd have in a car."
In no time at all, they had reached their destination, and all would disembark at Pretoria Central Station. But this exciting journey had not ended for the day. They were going on a Gautrain bus the rest of the way. A crowd of people were waiting to board the train. They surged inside and flattened poor Wayne. Sibo cried loudly and gave a great shout.
"Hey, you should first wait for us to get out."
Once again, the children formed a neat row, Miss Ball showing them all where to go. They got onto the bus and scanned once again, and this time their teacher didn't need to explain. The bus was spotless and air-conditioned too. They were all nicely chilled when they arrived at the zoo. This bus was almost as much fun as the train.
"Wow," said Sibo, "we must do this again."
The zoo was simply
fabulous. They saw hundreds of things, loads of amazing creatures and birds with dazzling wings. They even listened to a talk with a speaker very skilled who talked of endangered rhinos and why they must not be killed. The children were pretty tired, so they didn't make a fuss when they had to go back on that boring old school bus. Sybil was pleased. She had seen her giraffe, had had a great day, and enjoyed a good laugh. Later that evening, Sybil told Mum and Dad all about the marvelous day that she'd had.
The zoo was great.
But the whole train
was the best. I promise you, Mum, you'll be very impressed.
Sybil's Mum smiled and nodded her head.
I believe you, Sybil. But now, time for bed.
Mum realized shopping in Santon was long overdue. She'd invite all her friends. They could go too. The end of the book. Tune in to Zone Radio next week Monday at 3:30 to find out what Sybil gets up to next.
Today's Story Zone was brought to you by Jenny Stone, the mastermind behind Sybil Says. Published by Let's Look Publishers and narrated by Jenna Fish. Don't forget, you can access Jenny's books at any time on her website at sybil.co.za. Sybil, empowering children, one page at a time.